The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Batra. This Masechet, the longest Masechet in Shas, page-wise, has been dedicated by our good friend and pioneer student in the Daf Yomi Shi'ur, Adam Azrak Hashem Yishmeru V'chayehu, for the Hatzlacha of his dear children, that they should grow up to give him much nahat, they should have chokhmah, binah, vada'at, and be'ezrat Hashem, they should be zuche in the right time to the proper zivugim, b'parnasa, osher v'chavod, me'ata v'ad olam, to him and his wife and his entire family. Amen.
Daf Chaf Chet. This daf is being studied in the Mishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem, t'nehan, b'gen ayedin. Amen. We begin the third perek, famous perek, called Chazkat Habbatim. We discuss over here the subject of Hazakah. This is a different type of Hazakah than we're used to. We always have Hazakah in the sense when a person wants to buy a piece of Karka. So one of the ways he's connect Karka is through Hazakah. Right, he builds a fence around it, or he digs a furrow into it. He's connect with making a Hazakah. However, this subject over here is talking about to establish ownership of karka. Who owns the karka? So there's a certain concept that says if a person lives on a field and uses a field for a certain amount of time and nobody protests his usage or is living on the field, so that can serve as a proof in Beit Din that he is the owner, even though he cannot produce a shtar. If he can produce a shtar, I don't need a hazakah, he has a shtar. But even without a shtar, that he bought it, since there was a fact that he lived there for 3 years, as we'll see, that's the shi'ud according to some rabbis, that can establish already that he is the owner. Okay? And we will see exactly this subject now. Okay. Okay, to make this hazakah, he's got to use the field for a certain amount of time. It's got to be a normal usage for that type of field, as we'll see. Okay, let's start. Hazkat Abbatim. Here we go. Hazakah for a house. Borot. Wells. Shihin. Those are the rectangular wells. Me'arot. Caves. Shubachot. That's dovecotes. Birds' nests. Menhatzaot, that would be bathhouses. Ubet Abadin, that would be the presses, the olive presses, the wine presses. Ubet Ashilahin. Bet Ashilahin are fields that need irrigation. They don't suffice from the rainwaters of the year. Beha Abadin, and Evid Kana'ani is like karka. So to make a hazakan all these things, Bechol Shehu. Or for that matter, any field that constantly produces perot. Meaning it's not a seasonal field, it produces all year. Every day of the year, it's something else is being produced. Hezkatan, shalosh shanim, miyom liyom. The hazakah is 3 full years. Meaning, let's say 36 months for argument's sake. Meaning a full 3 years, miyom liyom. Rashi. Since you have a wellspring in a bet ha-shelachin, shemashkin otam memenu tadir ose perot tadir. Right. In a field that has its own irrigation, so it produces every day. Fields that rely on just rainwater, so they produce during the rainwater season, rainy season. Not. Here, it's got its own ma'yan in the middle of the field, so therefore it can produce fruit constantly. Any field that is in constant production the whole year long has katan gimel shanim miyom liyom. Im hazik ba shalosh shanim shenemot, en sarich lavi shtar mechira. 3 full years, you don't got to even bring a shtar that you bought it. The im iru alea be'alim arishonim. Let's say the first owners that sold it, they come along and say, "Hey, you stole it from us. This is our field." And he comes along and says, "No, you sold it." So you got two claims there now. He's claiming you stole it from me. Reuven, You stole the field. Shimon says, wait a minute, you sold it to me. And who do you believe? So, coupled with his ta'ana, that you sold it to me, we have a hazakah of 3 years, so the court will believe the one that has the hazakah. Because he has a hazakah with a ta'ana. He has two things. Number one, he's claiming, you sold it to me. And you're living there for 3 years. And this guy did not protest. Where were you for 3 years? How come Reuven didn't open your mouth for 3 years? So therefore, Reuven says, Gazalta. Which means everybody agrees the field originally belonged to Reuven. There's no argument on that. Reuven just saying, you stole it from me. Why don't you do it on my field? Shimon says, wait, twice. You sold it to me. Okay, Shimon, I sold it to you. Where's your shtar? I don't have my shtar. I lost the shtar. Bet Din will still take the claim of Shimon because he has what's called a hazakah. He lived on the field for 3 consecutive years without any protest, so that's strength. But if he lives on the field less than 3 years, not a hazakah. Lefi shekeshe'amru gimel shanim hazakah, kol ra'oi latzet memena begimel shanim amru. They said, you need 3 years of productivity. Now, since a field of these that we're talking about have constant productivity, so you need 3 full years, actually you need 3 seasons. And the seasons of these fields are 1 year. It produces every single day. So therefore, since you have the season of these fields is productivity every single day, so you need 3 full years in order to establish a hazakah. However, Mishnah continues, Steha Baal, what's Steha Baal? That already is a field that sustains itself on rain. Doesn't have its own irrigation and things like that. Now, Steha Baal, obviously, does not produce every single day. Steha Baal only produces certain times of the year when it's raining. So the deen is, Hizkata shalosh shanim ve'ena miyom liyom. It's still 3 years. You need 3 seasons, but it's not 3 full years. You need like three seasons where it can produce. Now, what is that shi'ur? The Gemara is going to say mahlokah. Rabbi Ishmael omer, gimel chodashim barishona, gimel baharona, v'shnim asar chodesh be'emsa, hare yach chodesh. According to Rabbi Ishmael, 18 months has a hazakah. 3 months in the first year, 12 months, full year, in the second year, and 3 months in the third year. Which means, to get 3 crops, 3 rounds, the minimum amount to get 3 crops, 3 months in the first year, which means, let's say he plants before Rosh Hashanah. He plants, let's say, 3 months before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So he'll get 1 crop in, that's the rainy season, let's say, and he'll get 1 wheat crop in, because wheat can grow in that small amount of time. Now, the second year's got to be a full year. Nothing to do with that. And then you have 3 months of the third year, so 3 crops will grow in that amount of time. So as long as you have 18 months, that's considered a hazakah. Look at Rashi. Stebet ha-ba'al ha-mistapeket be-megishamim ena oseh perot el-apam ahad b'shana. It only produces goods once a year. Hezkata gimel shanim ve-ena siricha mi-yom li-yom. Umayi hezkata, so what's the hazakah for such a field? Rabbi Ishmael omer, shelosha chodashim acharonim shoshana rishona. The last 3 months of the first year, and the first 3 months of the new year, the imsa'it shirema, and the middle of the year is complete. Sheyesh hamimaharim lizroa lifne rosh hashanah. Okay, there you go. So some people plant before Rosh Hashanah, so that's already good. That's the first year, the last 3 months of the year. They plant like the last 3 months, the day before Shana. The Chivanchi Azik Basof Shana Rishona. So long as he had his Hazakah, the end of the first year, so he plants early. Usually people don't plant till, let's say, after. He's an early guy. He planted those 3 months. The Gimel Chodashim, the Yeshto Edim Shizra Abeotagimel. He has witnesses that he planted during those 3 months. The Gimel Chodashim, the Shunim Shira Hamran, the first 3 months of the last year. Exactly. Well, how come you didn't talk? You saw me plant 3 rounds. If it was your field, you wouldn't have kept quiet. So that's considered already a hazaka. Now, why don't you tell me? Let it be 3 full years. Because it feels like that don't produce all full years. The main thing is you need 3 years of production. So therefore, in this case, you have 3 years of production. He caught the season at the end, or early, I should say, in the first year, the whole second year, and he caught in the beginning of the third year as well, so 18 months. So comes Gemara and says, Rabbi Akiva says differently. Rabbi Akiva omer, Chodesh Barishona, Chodesh Baharona, Yav Chodesh Beemsa, Hare Yudalet Chodesh. Rabbi Akiva says 14 months in that type of field. 1 month, last month of the first year, 12 months of the second year, and the first month of the third year. Now, what's the machlok between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael? Well, I was going to probably say, how fast can wheat grow? Does it take 3 months for the crop to grow? Rabbi Akiva will say, can even produce a crop even in 1 month. Okay, that will wait for the Gemara. Comes the Gemara and Mishnah concludes, Amar Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael says, Bamed devarim amurim. One of these words said that you need 18 months. That's talking about biste lavan. That's talking about a field of wheat. However, aval biste ilan. But when it comes to a field of trees, fruit trees, kanas et tevuato, umasak et zetav, kanas et kaiso, hare elu gimel shanim. You can make the hazakah ready in 1 year. So long as you collected 3 different crops, you collected the wheat, and then you collected the olives, and then you collected the figs. So therefore, each item is at a separate time. And in trees, same field, you have different crops. So since each item ripens at a different time, as she says, Shepiroteha nilkatim meperakim, anavim meperik ahad. You see, that makes more sense. He puts anavim, as she. He picks grapes, olives, and figs. So therefore, once already you did all three, kanaset tivuato, tivuato doesn't mean wheat over here. It means yayin shel gefanim. Tivuato means your crop. Meaning, once already you got the wine, umasaket zetav, and you got the olives, and you gathered the figs, te'enim lechto v'yibshan, and you dried them out, the figs, v'asaket si'ot, v'chlisan l'bayit, hanez hatan ki'ilu gimel shanim. It's like you have 3 years in 1 year. You see the 3 different crops, because each item ripens at a different time. You did your wine, you made it wine, that's tevuat yayin. You did your olives, you put them in the press, you finished that process. You got your figs, you dried them up, you finished that process. That's already a hazakah in 1 year. In wheat, you only get one per year. So that's 18 months according to Bishmael. I got the one season in the first year, 3 months, whole second year, and 3 months in the last season. That's 3 seasons. It doesn't produce more than one product a season. But shaken here, it produces, I got 3 items in the field. So you let me go 3 rounds of different products, and you didn't open your mouth, then everybody is considered a hazakah, just like that. Rabbi Yohanan. Shamati mehulche Usha. I heard from the people of Usha. Okay, that's the Bet-Din in Usha. As she says, when the Sanhedrin went into exile, one of the places that went is to Usha. Shayu Omrim, they said, Minayin l'chazakah, how do we know that a chazakah is Gimel Shanim? Well, now we get to the source. Where is the root of this? Where they say 3 years? Why not 2 years? Why not 5 years? Where did they get this concept? Chazakah is 3 years. So it says, Meshor Amuad, from a case that we're familiar with, how do you make a Shor Mu'ad? There's a short time, Shor Mu'ad. A Shor that gores 3 times. The first 3 times it pays Nezek, Hatzi Nezek. After that, 4th time already it pays Nezek, Shalem. So you see that what? That to change the status of a Shor, it takes 3 times for it to gore. So Gemara says, Ma Shor Mu'ad, Kevan Shenaga Gimon Negihot. Since it gored 3 times, it changes from a short tam to a short mu'ad. That's right. 3 can change the status. Just like 3 changes the status of a short, so 3 can change the status of a field. Also, the Gemara. Oh, we'll get to those shittot. We'll get to it. We're talking about, how do you know it's... That's also 3 years. We didn't get to Yom Ne'yom. 3 years means it's that's a form of 3 years. It's three times. It's three... So Gemara says, wait, you're learning from Shor? Ima Shor Mu'ad Ad Negi Harevi Eit Lo Mechayev Hakana Me'ad Shana Revi Eit Lo Kaima Bereshute. If you're going to learn it from Shor Mu'ad, but Shor Mu'ad is not about to the fourth time, really. So therefore, if the analogy is the same, so therefore the field really should not be the guy was Alzakat until the fourth year. It should be the end of the third year, which is not only 3 years, it's got to be really the fourth year. Because really, when does the Shor Mu'ad pay? The fourth time. So therefore, if your analogy is correct, it should be the fourth year, not the third year. Gemara says, what are you talking about? Hachi Ashta? It's a bad analogy. No, after three times it is a mu'ad. It's just that what? The idach kilo nagach mayle shalem. But until it damages, you don't pay. But it's called a mu'ad. Haka keman de achlat tlat shane kai mala bershute. But here, after 3 years, it's his. You don't need to do anything. Which means, after three times, it's called the mu'ad, by the way. What do you need the fourth time for? It's just got a gore so you can pay as a mu'ad. But it's called the shul mu'ad already after three times. It's not the fourth time that makes it a mu'ad.
The fourth time you pay.
The fourth time now he's got to pay. Until he gores, he don't pay. Mashiach can hit by a field. Once already 3 years, it's considered already mine. I'll go do anything. Now it's considered mine. So the Gemara says, oh, what do you mean? Automatically? It's not automatically. The Gemara says, "Ela me'ata." According to what you're learning now, "Hazaka she'en ima ta'ana tehve hazaka." It should be an automatic, even without a ta'ana. If you're telling me that after 3 years, automatically it just belongs to the guy that's sitting on the field, then why do you need a ta'ana? And we know the rule is that it's not enough for him just to say, "Hey, I was living here for 3 years." He has to say, "You sold it to me, plus I was living on it for 3 years." But the way you're saying it now, it sounds like, hey, automatic, once you live for 3 years, it becomes his. Alama tenam, but what do we learn in the Mishnah? Kol hazaka she'en ima ta'ana ena hazaka. Without a ta'ana, means nothing. So Gemara says, ta'ama mai, what's the reason why you need a ta'ana? Da amrinan, dilma kedka'amar hashta. Ihu lo ta'im, anan litonle. Exactly, which means the first guy's coming along and saying, it was mine. You stole it from me. And that guy's got a ta'ana, the guy's saying something. What are you saying? Can I get that? You're saying, hey, I was here for 3 years, you didn't say anything. Okay, I'm saying something now. Which means you're not saying anything. We're not gonna say something for you. Bet Din is not gonna be Tu'en for a guy that's not Tu'en for himself. I mean, what do you expect us to do? What, you want us to speak for you? What did you claim? I'm here. That's not a strong enough claim. You have to say something against his claim that says, he's saying it's mine. What are you saying?
Well, it's mine.
You got to say back, it's mine. Without saying it's mine, Beit Din is not going to say anything. So that's the logic why you need a ta'ana. Look at Rashi. Umeshani ta'ama mai. What's the reason why 3 years takes it away from the original owner? The original owner, by his original owner in Gemara is called Marakama. Marakama means the first owner. Damrinan dilma kadegamar iu. Maybe the first guy's right. Ze omer lekachtiya mimcha, veze omer gezaltiya memeni. Oh, it's claim against claim. Reuven says, you stole it from me. Shimon says, I bought it. Oh, already it's equal claims. Ve'en anu yud'im ha'emet. Imi atya. Imi. Kama. Atya haskat shalosh shanim. U'mukila b'rishuteh. Ve'aminan dilma kushtau kedekamar. Which means, the reason why you need a ta'ana is because otherwise, well, I'm sorry, the reason why you need a ta'ana is so the hazakah can break it. Now each guy's got a good claim. You're saying stolen. You're saying I bought it. Oh, let the hazakah come now and settle the tiebreaker of the claims. But without a ta'ana, So we're not going to come and claim that for you. Exactly.
Without you claiming that you bought it, so therefore, the fact that you're sitting on the field for 3 years, adrabah, that strengthens the other guy's claim. You're a thief. So you have to say a ta'ana. So therefore, for sure, it's not automatic. Go with the logic. Logic says you got to have a ta'ana with your hazakah. So it's not exact analogy from Shor Mu'ad. Shor Mu'ad, once it goes 3 times, it's automatic. Here, automatic. Can't be automatic. Guys, you stole it. Automatic. You're living on my field. So therefore, you're right. It's not an analogy. It's 100%. You need a hazakah plus a ta'ana as well.
Comes again, what it says. Matkif Rav Avira. Rav Avira is a shir. Ela me'ata maha'a shelo befanav lo teve maha'a dumya deshor mu'ad.
Alakha. By shor mu'ad. You have to warn the owner of the shor before his shor can become a mu'ad. It just doesn't happen to 3 goris. It's going to get a warning after each one. That, hey, your shor gored once. I'm warning you. Shor gored twice. I'm warning you. It's got to be befanav, in front of the owner. Are you going to tell me that when it comes to protesting a guy living on your field, it also has to be like a shor mu'ad? You got to protest the guy to his face? If you're making your analogy, just like Shor Mu'ad, it's got to be in front of the owner's face to give him the warning. So too, to make a maha in the field, Reuven's got to make the maha to Shimon. Kabbalah says, Ma Shor Mu'ad, Bifanav Ba'inan, Afachanav Bifanav Ba'inan. Kabbalah says, no, it's not so.
Hatam, Vu'ad Bib'alav Ketif.
Over there, the clear the Torah says, Vu'ad Bib'alav. By a Shor Mu'ad, you got to tell the guy himself. Why? You're trying to take money out of me now, more. You're trying to take full nezik out of me. You got to give me a warning to my face so I can be prepared to pay more money. However, hacha, over here, what's the reason why I got to make a maha'a? The purpose of the maha'a is, when I protest, I'm the Uven protesting against Shimon, basically I'm filing a protest so you can be on guard. If you got any proof, you better hold on to it, because I'm coming after you. Meaning, don't throw away your star, buddy.
Title.
Don't throw away your title. Because normally, what does a guy do after 3 years? What do I got to hold on to my title for? After 3 years, he throws in the garbage. And he's going to rely on the hazakah to settle it. But when I put a claim in, what's really the purpose of my claim? That the word gets back to Shimon, there's a claim on this property, you know, please hold on to your shtar, if you have a shtar. If that's the purpose, I don't have to do it in front of Shimon. Why? I just have to do it in a way where the word will get back to him. And how does that happen? So the Gemara has a famous rule. Havrach havra itle. The friend has a friend, which means people talk. Once already the guy goes to Beit Din, so there's a buzz. Now already everybody's talking, oh, you heard? Reuven came to Beit Din and he filed a complaint. And not only that, the friends start talking. The havrach, havra itle. And the friend of the friend also has a friend. Which means what? It'll get back to the guy sitting on the field that there was a file claim. There was a claim file. And therefore what? He's not going to throw away his shtar. Which means that's the whole purpose. Go with logic. Buy a shor mu'ad. I got to give the guy a warning because I want to take money out of the guy. You want to take money out of me? I get a warning. A sheikh in here, what's the purpose of the maha? What's the purpose of the protest? You're really putting the guy on notice. Listen, I'm claiming it's mine. So if you have any documents, you better hold on to them. Because I'm taking you to court eventually. Oh, so if that's the case, I don't got to give it in front of Shimon's face. I got to do it in a way where it'll get them. Doing that a bit, gets it solved. Look at Nashi. As she says, Hatam, look at Rashi. Hatam, ve'u'ad be'ba'alav ma'nachmana. Kelomar, lo dami. Nehi de'gamrin ad shlosh shnim shlosh negichot, ki echi de'mafkihani me'chazaka, ne'inami me'fkih me'chazaka, v'macha'a me'ada'a letlan ha'megmar. Which means, all we're learning from Shor Mu'ad is 3. We're not learning the way of protesting from Shor Mu'ad. It's 2 different concepts. There's 3 years, like 3 negichot,
And then there's the protesting or the warning factor. Since the warning is in order to mechayev him to pay for his damages, which means you want to claim that my shoulder is that gourd, you got to tell me it so I can defend myself to bring witnesses against you. You got to, it's not so just I know it's on file there was a claim. You're claiming you're going to want to take full payment out of me. So you got to tell him in my face so I can defend myself right now. I'll bring witnesses and say, well, no, I didn't gore. It wasn't my shoulder, whatever it was. The reason of a macha by a field is just so he can be prepared for claims. Right. I'm claiming that you stole it, so therefore, I don't got to tell to your face. So long as it gets back to you, so then you'll be able to defend yourself by holding on to your shtarot. Will it be me'ir? Now, the Amar, Rihek negihotav chayav, Kirev negihotav lo kol sheken. Rabbi Meir has a shita baba kama, we learned that. Rabbi Meir says, you don't need a shor to become a mu'ad in three separate days. Let's say a shor gourd three times in one day. Rabbi Meir says, kol sheken is a mu'ad. Rihek negihotav, if he distances goring, he becomes a mu'ad. Kirev negihotav lo kol sheken. So according to that, according to Rabbi Meir, hazakah on a house or a field should be much quicker. Achlat tlata pere bechad yoma. Let's say the guy ate three figs or three fruit in one day. That means three fruit ripened in one day. So therefore he ate from three crops in one day, kegon te'ena, like a fig, that ripens at different times, leve hazaka, dumya deshor hamuad. I'm sorry, leve hazaka. The guy ate a fig in the morning, fig in the afternoon, fig in the evening. Should be hazaka. What do you need 3 years for? If you're going from shor muad, according to the Bimeir, a shor mu'ad can become a shor mu'ad in one day. Okay. So therefore, in a field where you have a figs, where the trees ripen at different times, so the chaura, the hazakah should be one day. Let him have, he picked from the fruit in the morning, and then one fruit in the afternoon, and one fruit in the evening. So what do you need 3 years? Let it be 3 days like a shor mu'ad. So comes again what says, look at Rashi. Or the Bimeir, the Amar, Kilomar. The Rabbi Yehuda Adabar Baba Kama, Ezim Mu'ad, Kol She'idu Bo Shlosha Yamin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it says it's got to be 3 days. So 3 days I can compare to 3 years. That already is a fair analogy. Ika Lememar, Haka Gimel Shanim Dumiyad De Gimel Yamin. However, according to Rabbi Meir, the Amar, first word line in Ashi, the Amar, Atam Da Fidu Nagak Kimel Pen Biyom Echad, even on one day. Habi mu'ad mikav haomer hacherem achlat tlat pere b'chad yoma kigon teena shirem et peshelut yachad. Things do not ripen at the same time. V'yesh shirem et peshelut shachrit ul'erevi le'uya hacherem idavi arzika. Is he going to say that? So the Gemara says, now dumiyad v'shura mu'ad. It's got to be analogous to shura mu'ad. Ma shura mu'ad b'idna de'it le'ay negiha leta le'ay negiha. By short, that gores. When it gores the first time, the second goring is not here yet. Correct? It's coming. It didn't happen yet. It's not in the world. Similarly, when the guy eats from the fruit, here, the second fruit was there. It just wasn't ripened yet. That's like considered a chazakah. Which means we have to compare it to Shura Mu'ad. Shura Mu'ad, at the time of the first goring, the second goring was not here, Bichlal. Mashaykin here, when he ate from the date, the figs in Sha'arit, the other dates were here. The figs were there. So that's like I said today. It's got to be totally separate items. At the time of the first crop, the second crop is non-existent. The Gemara says, oh yeah? I shouldn't question that. Achlat lata pire. If he ate three fruits, bitlate yome. Okay, forget about one day. He ate three fruits, three different fruits, on three different days. Kegon, tzlaf. The tzlaf tree has three different, the caper bush has three different crops. So therefore, on Monday you ate the first fruit, on the second you ate the second, and the third, you ate three different fruits from the caper bush on three separate days. That should be considered chazakah. Gemara says, no, hatam pira mi ha'ite. Same point. The fruit was still there, but umigmaru de kagamar the azil. They just ripened again. So same point. Which means you ate three different fruit from the capers on three separate days, but still on day one, the second fruit was there. It just wasn't ripened. That's not like a hazakah of shor.
So,
there was it was same things. So now we're talking. Okay, so you do about three different fruit. This is the only one that was there. Yeah, but when this was there, the second one was not right, but it was there. So Gemara says, fine. Achlat lata pere betaltin yomin. You know what? Make a simple question. I ate three fruit in 30 days. Kegon aspasta. Leve hazaka. What's aspasta? Aspasta is like the little growth of the hay or the straw that's used for animal fodder. Right? Now that grows, let's say, every 30 days as a growth. So the Gemara says, you ate, you picked it in 30 days. So I guess you picked it three times in 30 days.
Three separate crops, no?
Again, the Gemara is saying at this point, Achla talta pire, you ate three pirot in 30 days, kegon aspasta. Now, what's the case that you ate aspasta or you picked it in 30 days? So the Gemara says, Hechidame, de kadiyah ve'achla, de kadiyah ve'achla. Which means, let's say, the animal went, as it grew, you ate. As it grew, you ate. So it's growing a little, you're cutting. You grow a little, and you're cutting. Hatam meshametu de kashamit ve'achil. There, you didn't uproot the aspasta. All you did is what? It's like you trimmed it. The aspasta is growing. It grows a little, you pull it. It grows a little, you pull it. It's like shaving. You're just shaving it. You're not really pulling the whole crop out. So it's still there. So Gemara says, Achlat lata pire betlate yerche kegon aspasta. Which means, okay, you ate it in 3 months. Meaning, the aspasta grew in month number one, you pulled it out of the ground, there's nothing left. Grew again, the second month the aspasta, you pulled out, basically we got the case. Mm-hmm. Where it's 3 months, you pulled out the entire crop, there's nothing left after the first crop. Okay. So why do you need a hazakah of 3 years? I can give you a case where you're planting aspasta, where it's enough to have 3 months, you pulled the whole crop out of the ground. So Kibbutz says, Levi hazakah. Because you know what? It will be. You know why? Where did we get the dinim hazakah from? You remember how this Gemara started today? The rabbis went to Usha. Holche Usha. Those rabbis that went to Usha, to the Beit Din over there, and they came up with this chadush of hazakah of 3 years. So the Gemara says, Man holche Usha? Could you tell me who are these rabbis? I want to know who they are. Who are these rabbis that went to Usha? Rabbi Ishmael. Oh, it's Rabbi Ishmael. How do we know that? And she says, we have a Kabbalah. The rabbis that went to Usha for this, was a Bishmael. And what does a Bishmael hold? The Bishmael, Hachanameh. By the way, according to the Bishmael, you're right. It'll work. Hazakah will be in 3 months with the aspasta, no problem. Why? Titnan. The Bishmael omer, Vameh Devarim Amonim Bistei Alavan. Al Vibistei Ilan, Kanas et Tevuato, Umasak et Setav, Vekanas et Kaitso, Hare Elu Gimel Shanim. You remember what we learned at the end of the Mishnah according to the Bishmael? He said, you're right. If you have, let's say, three trees on your field. One is grapes, and one is olives, and one is figs. Once you pick from each tree, even in 1 year you can make hazakah. It's three different crops. So in the Kanami, according to him, in the aspasta case, if you picked aspasta in 3 months, in the Kanami, hazakah of trees. Who are you asking on? You're asking on this rabbi?
this rabbi is Rabbi Ishmael. He's the one that is telling you, he went to Usha, they told you, we learned from Shura Mu'ad. He's the one that came up with that information. What is Rabbi Ishmael Shita when it comes to a Hazakah in a field? What does he say by a tree field? All you need is a year. Because in 1 year, you're going to pick three times. So in a karame, according to Bishmael, if you have a field of aspasta, in 3 months, you'll pick three times. In a karame, you're right. But the Gemara's really answer is, in a karame, according to this, it'll work. So the Gemara asks, well, Rabbanan, but according to the rabbis, Rabbanan Mai, what's the question of Rabbanan Mai? According to the Hachamim, what's the din of Hazaka? Because this Hazaka only works according to the Ishmael. You don't need 3 years complete. You just need three crops, like. So according to the rabbis that say you need three full years, with their source for Hazaka. This only proves Rabbi Ishmael, that just like an ox, even if it goes by the way in 1 day, it'll be a Hazaka. Similarly, if you have three crops, even in 3 months, like Rabbi Ishmael says, you can have it in 1 year by trees, by aspas, you can have it in 3 months. But according to the rabbis, where did they learn Hazaka from? So Gabras, I'll tell you where they learn it from. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Kera, the Pasuk says, Ketiv, Sadot bekesef ichnu, uchtov besefer vechatom. This over here was said by the prophet Yirmiyah before the Jewish people went into the exile to Babel. He was basically telling, listen, the Galut is going to be a long time. When you get to Babel, buy houses, buy fields, settle down, it's going to be a while. So it says, Sadot bechesef yiknu. You will buy fields with kesef. Uchtob basefer, and write it down with a shtar, v'chatom, and, you know, sign it. Now, what is this case? Sharei Navi omed be'eser. The prophet was standing in the 10th year. Ve'umazir ala chatesre. And he's warning that in the 11th year, the Jewish people are going to go into exile. What are we referring to? Look at Rashi. He gives you the story. Share Navi Omed be'achad umazir alachad. What is this 10th year, 11th year? Yirmiyah b'shana asirit l'sidkiyah. Yirmiyah made this statement in the 10th year of Sidkiyah Melech. V'haya kalu b'chatzir amatara. He was in jail. He was in prison. K'dichtiv b'sivit Yirmiyah. V'sham ne'emar lo hineh Hanamel ben Shalom uchtiv v'hi anyana sadot b'kesef yinu uchtiv b'sifir. Haya mazir lokhe sadot לכתוב שטרות ולעמיד עדים בחתימתם. He's telling like this. When you buy fields, make sure that you get a shtar and you hold on to the shtar with the documents. Why? כי יגלו מן העיר בשנה 11. You're going to get thrown out of Jerusalem in the 11th year. כשנלכדה העיר ולא יחזיקו במקח 3 שנים. Here he was talking about fields that they're going to buy in Jerusalem. Which means he's telling them, buy fields, of course you're going to come back.
Maintain the documents.
But hold on to your documents. Why do you tell them that? Because you're not going to have a Hazakah. You're only living 10, the 10th year, 11. And the 11th. After that year, you're getting kicked out. So when you come back, you're not going to have a proof of Hazakah. So therefore he told the people, hold on to your papers. Ela asrit v'hadase alma pani tarteshenim v'ami hazaka. So must be 2 years is not a hazaka. Must be, we can assume, 3 years is hazaka. Understand the proof? The Jews were in Jerusalem. They were at the cusp of a exile. This was in the 10th year of Tzidkiyah Melech. The exile happened in the 11th year. So he comes 2 years before and says, Nabotai, buy fields. Sadot bekesef yiknu, v'chatom b'shtar. Hold on to the shtar, seal the shtar. Why? Why hold on to the shtar? Because you're not going to be living here for the shiur of hazaka. Because after 2 years, you're going to be exiled. So that's why hold on to your shtar.
So when you come back, you have a shtar. Not if I have a shtar.
But you don't say anything.
I have a shtar.
And then the guy's not claiming that he bought it.
I have a shtar. He's not going to claim it unless he lies. He didn't buy it, this guy, unless he wants to lie in bed.
Title, then you come back.
And I my shtar that I bought it. So what do you see that what? Hazakah must be 3 years. So the Gemara says, who said? Amal Abaye, Dilma Hatam, Etzatovaka Mashmalan. Which means, maybe he's just giving him good advice. Look at Rashi, Kilomar. Leolam hazakah biya b'shana achat. Maybe I'll tell you hazakah even is on 1 year. Ve'atzat tova kamashmana an shi yishtaro biyado mukhan ala yavlo zakik ta'adim ki shi'aru ala. He's just giving you advice. You know what? Hold on to yishtaro. Because you're going to come back. What's going to happen? You're going to have to bring witnesses that you lived on the field for 1 year. That's dependent on that. Go find witnesses. So, advice he was telling him. Hold on to yishtaro just so you don't have to burn yourself. Could be I can tell you hazakah is even on 1 year. And really, if they would come back and they prove that they lived on the field for 1 year and they claim that they bought it, it'll be this. But is that the pain in the neck? Go now find witnesses after the galut that you were on the field for 1 year. So he says, you know what, I'm giving you advice. Hold on to your shtarot. The Gemara says, because you're not going to say that. Oh, this is the part. Benu batim ushmu venatu ganot ve'echlu et priyam. Mike Amar, he says, and now you're going to go to Babel. This is what I meant to say earlier. When you get to Babel, what does he tell them? Buy houses, plant trees, build your gardens. Now, is that a hayuf? Of course not. Ela etzatavaka mashmalan. Hakaname etzatavaka mashmalan. Just like he was telling them advice when they get to Babel what to do, he could say it was just good advice before they leave. Again, when they got to Babel and he tells them, buy houses. So you have to buy a house in Babel? Of course not. And what is he saying? Listen, you're going to be there for a while. So you might as well, buy houses, plant gardens. So just like there it was good advice, there too was good advice. $10, I'll prove it to you that he's giving him good advice. When you buy your fields in Israel, take the shtar that you are going to write and put it in a earthenware vessel. In order that it can be preserved. Why? This is a mitzvah to put your shtar in a keli ha'aretz? No, he's giving him advice. So just like he gave him advice to store the shtar in a keli ha'aretz, could be I could say he was giving him advice on the whole concept as well. So we're stuck. We don't know where the rabbis learned hazakah from. Again, I'm reviewing. The Gemara is saying over here a proof. What's the proof? The proof is, Yirmiyah, they were in the 10th year, there was a galut of Tzidkiyah, in the 11th year, and what did he tell them? He told the people, buy fields, make shtarot. Make shtarot, because 2 years, not a hazakah. They told him, what are you talking about? He was giving them advice, because what's going to happen? We like a hazakah on 1 year, maybe. He was just saying, listen, you're going to come back, you're going to prove that you lived on the field for 1 year. Prove it, I'm going to prove it. Having witnesses, it's a pain in the neck. So hold on to your shtarot. And I'll prove it to you was good advice. Because he told them that, and this is the part I want to add. Yirmiyah said, in the first exilees, 11 years earlier, there was two exilees, the exilees of Yechoniah, which happened 11 years before the original exile. When those guys went into Galut, Yirmiyah told them, you know what? You're going for the long haul. My house is in Babel. Now, was he giving him a halakha? No, that's advice. So just like he was giving you advice over there, he's giving advice over there. And just like what he told them. And by the way, put your shtarot in kili hayres. But it's halakha, you got to put your shtarot in kili hayres so it doesn't get moldy? No, that's advice. So the same thing was also advice. So therefore, you have no ra'ayah that this is a deen in hazakah. Okay, it's just etzah tovah, kamashma'la.